Hi folks, Joe Stagner from Microsoft here with video number 11 in this video series on getting started in building ASP.NET web applications using Microsoft Visual Web Developer. In this video, I'm going to take on a really huge topic, and that is using cascading style sheets, or CSS, in your ASP.NET applications. Now, CSS is a rich and unique science in and of itself, and there are a lot of resources available either for purchase in the forms of training programs, training videos, and books, or online materials on the web that will help you learn all of the intricate ins and outs of using CSS, both for design and layout as well as the manipulating the visual aesthetics of the pages that you design. So the purpose of this video is going to be to primarily focus on the tools that are available for working with CSS in Visual Web Developer. Now, if you learn like I do, one of the best ways to learn is to take a look at the work of other skilled people around a particular technology and dissect what they've done in order to learn how to use the technology in a concise and efficient manner. So there are a couple of websites that I go to download open source designs and evaluate how folks are using, in particular, CSS, because I'm what I generally refer to as aesthetically challenged. I'm a little bit historically more of a back-end guy. So I'm trying to wrap my head around this newer aspect of using CSS both for layout as well as to make my web pages aesthetically pleasing. So the first of the two sites that I want to show you is OSWD, Open Source Web Designs, and there are a whole collection of designs that are available that are open source, free, available for download. So you can pick one that you like, download it, and look at how the CSS and HTML experts lay out their page, how they work with CSS, how they integrate it into their web page. And another one that's really growing in popularity is freecsstemplates.org. You can look at these templates, you can see these are really a lot of first-class design efforts. And you can download them, they're all CSS-based. You download them and dissect the way that these folks have used CSS. And it's been a great learning tool for me to get started in integrating CSS into my application. So normally, here we are in Visual Web Developer in a basic page. We have I've just created an empty project, and here we're in. I'm going to be in split mode. And the first thing we're going to note here is that when I add something to my page, for example, let's just add a standard label. I can do things like inside my label, I can set things like background color, for example, set it equal to yellow, and you'll see here that there's an inline attribute specifying that the background color for that label control should be, I chose yellow, and this is the hex representation of the color yellow. Now that works, and if we look at this in design mode, we can see the label is in fact has a yellow background. But this is a very inefficient way of working with the visual artifacts in our web page. Namely, because if I want labels to be yellow, using this mechanism, I would have to set the background color attribute for every single instance of this label. Now, it's good to know that I can do that, but I'm going to delete that because we're going to work with style sheets. And there are basically three ways, apart from hand coding, that we can work with style sheets in our page. First, I'll show you the tools, and then we'll actually start working with some of these. So the first thing I want to point out is up here, there's a tool tab, a toolbar here for working with styles. And here we can choose whether we want style applications to be automatic. And basically, that tells Visual Web Developer to sort of figure out what it thinks is the best use an application of a style that we're working with, or manual. And notice that if we choose manual, we can define the targeting in any way that we want in terms of its ruling. So we can say, let's use an inline style. Now, in order to activate this, I'm going to switch to split view. So I'm actually in design, and now this is activated. So this doesn't work. Notice it gets grayed out when I'm in source code view. But if I switch, either switch over to design mode or switch into split mode and choose something in the design window in split mode. Now this is active. And I can say either make this a new inline style or a new automatic class or add a new apply a new style. And frankly, when I'm working with style sheets, I apply new styles myself. And this gives us a great dialogue. We're going to get back to this dialogue momentarily. So next I want to go over and see through these two windows, and we haven't got any style sheets defined for this page yet, so we're not going to see any entries here, but we'll see them as we move forward and create some. So first here, we have a CSS properties window, and second, we have a CSS manager. Now, these are just tabs, and they happen to be docked with the toolbox over on the left-hand side of my instance of Visual Web Developer. But it's entirely up to you how you use these. So a lot of folks we'll put these tabs over in, along with the properties window. To me, CSS styles become almost like controls. They become usable artifacts. So I like to keep them over on the left-hand side with my toolbox, but it's entirely up to you. It's one of the great things about Visual Studio and Visual Web Developer is that you can configure it, the interface, to work the way that you want. So let's look at some of the types of styles that we might use. So let's go here. Now remember, I'm here down, my cursor is current in the design portion of Split View, and I'm going to go and say, let's add a new style. Now, the first thing to note here is that over here in the selector, I can choose a standard HTML element that I want to apply a style to. And that means that hints to us that there are basically three kinds of styles that we can create. One is an element style, and an element style will by default be assigned to any use of a particular HTML element type on your page. The other is an ID style, and that means that that style will be assigned to whatever you put on your page that uses that ID name. And the third is a CSS class, and we'll look at each one of these. But to begin with, let's create an element style. So I can go down here and I can find, for example, let's find TD. Right. So for table definition, and TDs are what contain columns in tables. So let's choose a background color. And again, as you can see here, there are all kinds of settings that are available. I'm not going to enumerate through these, again, because a detailed understanding of CSS is beyond the scope of this video. I'm going to use background colors just because that makes it really easy to see what's actually happening. And I'm going to choose this sort of light blue. And then I'm going to click OK. And this is just telling me that that message just told me that the kind of style that I selected couldn't be applied to any of the elements that were selected on the page. Right? And that's because I created a style for the TD element, but there are no tables on my page. Right? So you can see that this style is put in line. Now, I can refactor this at a later point to move them into an external CSS file, or I could actually do my work in an external CSS file, and we'll look at that when we get a little bit further on in the video. But suffice to say here that the style sheet syntax has been created for us. Now, as you'll notice here, we have full code level IntelliSense, so I've found that the tools that are available in Visual Web Developer are really good at helping me get started with CSS and helping me learn some of the CSS syntax. But the more well-versed I get in CSS, the more I value the code completion and IntelliSense that helps me write from scratch, because I find that the more I work with a particular syntax, the more likely I am to want to work with that syntax in source code mode. So here we can see we can select from all of the elements or attributes that might be appropriate for the particular type of CSS that I'm working with. So let's go down and see what this has actually done. So here you can see we've still got the same user interface for our default.asbx page. Let's see what happens, though, if we go ahead and insert a table. So let's go down in our toolbox to the HTML collection and grab a table, and we'll just put a standard table onto our page. So now notice what happened here. Notice that each of these particular TDs is the color that we specified, but we haven't specifically said, hey, this TD should use this particular CSS class. And that's because we provided it as an element style, that element style is applied to every element of that type on the page. Now, I could do things like, let's go here again and say, let's add another style. And let's apply this new style, but instead, let's make it an ID style. So the way that you specify an ID style is to use the hash sign in front of it, and I'll call this special TD, and then let's go and change the background color to something else that we'll notice. So let's make it yellow. And note something that's happened here. This has been applied to us. And notice that it's automatically been applied to the element that we had selected when we used the tool. And the ID is special ID. And the definition for that ID CSS element is right here, and it's specified as an ID element because it uses the hashtag in front. Now, one thing to note is that you can reuse those IDs. So let's just select another one. Now you'll note here, both of these have been set to the style that we specified as the ID style, special ID. But I caution you not to overuse that or to use this with great discrimination, because ID is usually used to identify a particular element. And particularly if you're writing client-side code, AJAX and AJAX style client-side code, you've now created a real programming problem for yourself. And in fact, IntelliSense says, hey, another object on this page already uses the ID, special ID. So although it will work, it might not be something that you want to do. What you might want to do, though, is perhaps I have different TDs that I want all to have the same sort of appearance. Maybe I want them to contain, you know, have the same background color, the same border styling, what have you. I can do that by creating a CSS class. By the way, while we're here, let's go over and look at the CSS properties browser. Now notice, if I just go out onto the page, notice that the CSS properties and applied rules just clears out. But if I select an item, notice now that all of the CSS properties for the TD, because I just selected a TD, so it tells me which rule is applied, and the rule for this is that it's a TD style. Right? It gives us the current scope, right? So it tells us where we are, right, on the current page in a table at a TD tag, and this is all of the properties. Now we only set this one property, this background color, right? So this is the only one that has a value at this point, but I can change all of these properties right here in the CSS Properties Manager. So for example, I can change the background image, position, border. So let's say, let's make a border style and choose that border style to be doubled. Just like that. So we just applied that double border style for our table. I'm just going to get rid of that. Close this back up a little bit. Now over here in Manage Styles, notice that we have a collection of styles here. And I have options. I can choose how I want to see them. I can categorize them by the order in which they appear, by what kind of element they are. I tend to categorize them by type. Another thing to notice is that here are our element styles. Here are our ID styles. We'll create a CSS class momentarily, and then we'll have another category. Another thing to note is the color coding. So if you don't sort by category, the little blue ball tells us that this is an element style. The little red ball tells us that this is an ID style. And you'll see a different color, I think a green for a class style. The other thing is that this circle around the little ball indicator here tells us that style is in use. So for example, if I go up here and I create another ID style, So I've created the style entry, but I haven't, in fact, used it anywhere. Note here now that the Joe's Special TD is an ID style, and it's defined here, but there's no gray circle around the red ball because that particular style has never been used in this page. So it's a great way to look and see if you have styles that you've just defined that you want to use. You can see which one it is that you need to work with. Or if you've defined styles that you haven't used anywhere, you might as well get rid of them. That's a great indicator as well. So the next thing that we can do is I can go ahead and create a new style. So another way, and in fact a way that I commonly create styles is simply coding them, is to go here and say add a new style. A dot at the beginning of the style selector means that we're going to create a class. So just call this Joe's CSS class. I can choose to apply this new style to whatever's selected in the document, but I'm not going to do that. I can also go down here and start to set the particular elements of the style that I'm working on. So let's choose magenta here. Now notice down here that we're getting a preview of what the style is going to look like, as well as actual syntax of what the style will be. And I can change things like position layout. Now obviously some CSS elements are not appropriate for certain kinds of elements that are going to be on the page in HTML, but those are sort of specific to your implementation. So here, notice now I've created this class, and as I mentioned, the color is green, so the green ball indicates that this is a class and not an element style or an ID style. However, there's no circle because I haven't used it. So what if I wanted to say, let's set this style, and then I can right click and apply that style to the particular element that I selected. So let me undo that and show it to you again. So here I'm working on my page in design mode. Let's switch into full design mode. I can select the element. You can see here this is telling me that it's a TD element that I've selected, and now I can go over here and I can right click on the style. Now notice what happens down here. Just when when this style becomes current, I see a preview down here in the bottom, and then I can right click and say go ahead and apply that style to the element that was selected. So if you're used to sort of working visually with a Visual Web Developer or Visual Studio, that's a great feature. You can actually work very rapidly by doing this. Now another thing that you might want to do is attach an external style sheet. So I could say, let's do this. First, I'm going to get rid of the styles that I have already defined, just so that I don't create any inadvertent conflicts. So I'm going to go into source code mode. I'm going to get rid of the CSS references that I've used, and I'm going to get rid of the styles that I've used. All right. Now I'm going to switch back to design mode, and here I'm going to switch into the CSS manager and say, I would like to attach a style sheet. Well, there are no style sheets in my solution, so I'm going to right-click on my solution, add an existing item, go on to my desktop and pick up a style sheet that I borrowed from openwebdesigns.org. So I can include that into my page. You can see it here. Now, I could manually go into source mode, grab this, drag it over into the header section of my page, and create the reference that way. Or I can use this. Now that I have a style sheet in my solution, I can click on Add a Style Sheet. Or I should say attach a style sheet, and then select the one that I want, click OK, and some interesting things will happen. First, you'll see I've picked up some default styling. Notice here that I've also got all of the element styles and the ID styles, and this particular style sheet doesn't have any style sheet classes. Another interesting thing here, so for example, submit, input, text area all have element styles. So if I go over to my toolbox and say, let's add a text box and a button, what we see is that the text box and the button pick up those default element styles. So very easy to start working. Now, another thing I can do, of course, is I can attach multiple style sheets. And when I do that, I'll see the hierarchy that's available to me right here in the CSS Manager. And by the way, these are just dockable windows, so if I want to go sort of into a more verbose mode, I can do that as well. I can do things like go to the code. So notice, in case you missed that, let me show you that again. I'm over here, I'm looking at a particular style in the Style Manager, and I can say, oh, I want to see the body tag. Now you notice that only the body and the input element styles are in use right now, but I can say, hey, I want to go see the definition of that. I can just say, hey, go to the code. There's the implementation of the body element. Another thing that I can do is, when I'm in the Style Manager, I can say select all one instances. So for example, let's suppose I use a couple more buttons here on my page. Right? And this is not going to be pretty, but you'll get the purpose. Now if I go back over and I select that input, I can say, hey, select all instances. And this tells me select all four instances. So it tells me that that there are four uses of this particular element style on this page. When I choose select all, it actually selects all of the elements that are all of the HTML elements that are affected by this CSS element. So that can be pretty powerful. You can see that even if you're prone to working in code, there's certain things that the tooling for working with CSS in Visual Web Developer provide for you that could be really difficult to do inside code, particularly because there isn't a direct correlation to the appearance of a particular type of text and the use of a style on a page. So because these are element styles, I can't search for a class name necessarily. So the ability to right-click and select all of the places in which that particular style are being used can be pretty powerful. And the same with IDs as well, to find out if you've got more than one ID element that's being used on a single page. So very interesting. The other thing we can do also is we can say, hey, let's modify that style. And notice we didn't create these styles. These styles existed in the CSS file that we included. But if we don't want to go in and hand enter changes to that CSS syntax, right? So as we're in here, we can see there's all kinds of stuff in here, and maybe we're just learning. We don't understand all of the intricacies of hand coding CSS syntax. No problem. Visual Web Developer is happy to do that work for us. Right, we can just say, hey, I want to edit this particular style. Well, go ahead, let's modify the style, and rather than having to work in the source code, now we get to see what gets generated here, but I can do things like choose the border, and I can use the IDE to work with the style instead of having to have committed all of the CSS syntax to memory, or using some kind of lookup to find out what the CSS syntax that I need to change is. So again, hopefully one of the things that this video shows you is that CSS is huge, and you'll notice things that I haven't even touched here, like layout. Right? What's its position? What's its offset? Right, left, top, bottom? What's its width? Here are the layout details here. Does it float left or float right? And these are all the kinds of things that you would use, the attributes of a particular CSS element that you would use for establishing layout in your page using CSS instead of tables. And I know that there's a great debate about whether to use CSS or whether to use tables, and CSS seems to be winning, but most of the websites that I analyze actually use combinations of both. But you know, hopefully what this video illustrates is not so much the power of CSS, which is a huge topic, and one that I'm certainly not your best choice to teach you about the power of CSS, but hopefully this video shows you that Visual Web Developer is extremely well-tooled to get you started with cascading style sheets, as well as to take your CSS development sort of to the next level and let you integrate your CSS designs and layouts, as well as your visual attributes, in your ASP.NET web application. Thanks. Thank you.